So how about type of testing? Let's say, again, we'll put aside reimbursement and cost issues.
Yeah.
So in terms of germline BRCA, do you do germline panel? In terms of somatic, do you do NGS? And what about liquid?
Right. So I am more tissue-based person, unless the tissue is not available. And so if the tissue is available and is a good quality, obviously there are times where the tissue is either available but not a good quality, or if it's available is not adequate, or if the patient cannot be biopsied because it's pure bone disease and there's very small areas that cannot be, you know, not adequate sample can be obtained, that's when I would defer to the liquid biomarker, so to speak. But I tend to send in for either the Foundation or the Tempus type panels, not looking specifically at one thing, but just sending it in and looking for other potential alterations. I also offer the patients the opportunity for genetic counseling. And the idea here is that there is that double advantage potentially of, again, if tissue is not available, then we can do the germline, but then they can get counseled on top of that. So genetic counseling generally is something that I offer patients in general, particularly if they have features where there may be implications for family members.